It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, November 16th, 2010. I'm John Moe.
It's not email.
That's Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announcing a new messaging service yesterday. It is email. You'll be able to get a Facebook.com address, but it also incorporates texts, instant messages. Facebook wants to handle all your communications. We asked our Twitter team of listeners if they would use this service. The response was loud, and it came down to one word, trust.
I wouldn't even consider using Facebook email. Not only do I distrust Zuckerberg, I also can't access Facebook from work.
Facebook has a dreadful reputation for handling personal info. Why on earth would I give them any more of mine?
I dropped my Facebook account at the end of September, and given the problems with privacy issues, I'm glad I did so. So now an email? Yeah, right.
Listeners Andrew M., Candy Beans, and Evan Mattson. Marketplace's Steve Henn was at the announcement. Steve, what incidents might make people not trust Facebook?
Well, there are lots. Just this last spring, there was a huge privacy controversy at Facebook surrounding a number of changes they made to the privacy policy. I mean, you may remember this triggered sort of a massive revolt among Facebook users. There were alternative sites that were built as sort of a more private option that would give people better control over lists of their friends and other personal information. And then just a few weeks ago, there was another privacy brouhaha about third-party application developers getting access to lots of personal data from Facebook accounts that they weren't supposed to be getting. But, you know, as it turns out, those kinds of data leaks had been going on from Facebook to application developers for years.
And now Facebook wants you to give them more data. Michael Zimmer is a professor at the School of Information Studies at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Michael, does trust matter here?
Trust is always important whenever we're dealing with an internet service provider that we're giving information to. And certainly Facebook understands this. They've been criticized frequently, including by myself, in terms of how they treat user information. And while providing email isn't necessarily giving them that much more information than they already have, it certainly enters a whole other sphere of our sort of online lives that we're sort of handing over to Facebook. So they do need to pay close attention to this issue of user trust.
Updating your status and saying, you know, my happy birthday to so-and-so or went to a ball game today is pretty different than emailing somebody. And in terms of the level of intimacy of what you might be saying, is it the kind of thing where a certain level of trust is enough for a status update, but you need to get to a lot more for the kind of project that they're rolling out here? I mean, it's a much more intimate level of communication that they're proposing.
Right, and they haven't yet, you know, posted the privacy policy or the terms of use that are going to cover this particular product, and I'm waiting to see that. I think the other concern is, you know, I have a whole sort of online life that is outside of Facebook, where I email people and I communicate, and now they want to bring that into Facebook, and also it sort of helps them fill out their little social graph of my life. And I think that's the other side of this, that we're just not sure exactly, you know, what are they going to be doing with all this new amount of data that they have at their disposal.
Other stories we're following at marketplacetech.org. If you're a little Facebooked out, an alternative launches today. Path is a photo-based social network. The twist, users are limited to 50 friends. They figure that's plenty of friends. And today is Apple's turn to hold a big press event to announce a mystery something. We know it's related to iTunes. We'll keep you updated at our website. Julia Sweeney is an actress, Saturday Night Live alum, iPhone owner. She has today's celebrity app review, a dieting app called Lose It. You input a target weight, it sets a course for you to get there, and then you have to log all the calories you consume.
I wake up in the morning, I put in my coffee and my milk, I put in my cereal, I count the dog walking, and I'm in it. Like, I would say I'm on this app, you know, 20 times a day.
And it's accurate.
Well, I think it is. I mean, I'm losing exactly what it says. I like to know what we're having for dinner, and then I input it in advance.
Oh.
And then I get to enjoy the fact that I'm going to have that dinner all day, and also I can backtrack into how many calories you can have for lunch then.
It's turned your dieting into a video game.
Yes, exactly.
My complete talk with Julia is at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.